B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us right
now. From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
Turn your radios up. Running through life.
Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got food.
This is the legendary Kiss 95.1 Friday Morning Free-for-All. Crank it up.
Yes, it is Friday, Roy.
Friday, 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 Friday.
How you feeling about your Friday, Roy?
Oh, gosh, the Friday chance just blew my eardrums out.
Yeah, baby.
Feeling good. I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
We are excited for Friday. Roy, tell everyone what is so special about Fridays here on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show and in the Charlotte radio landscape.
Because we play your favorite throwbacks all morning long. You know, we started at the beginning of COVID-19 when everybody was stuck at home, when everybody's quarantined. Now it seems like nobody cares. But we're still continuing it. We're still going to play all your favorite throwbacks all morning long.
There you go. Let's start things off this morning with Pitbull and Christina Aguilera, the only show in Charlotte playing throwbacks from 6A to 10A. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show on a Friday.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Pitbull and Christina Aguilera kick things off on the legendary Friday free-for-all on the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. No Loren. She made an official announcement. I guess we'll tell you later on. She gave us a firm return date, and we'll give you that info coming up later on, but she's home on maternity leave. She actually sent an email at 4:30 in the morning. I was like, hey, welcome to morning show hours.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she's doing morning show hours with a new baby, you know.
Yeah.
I imagine she's up right now.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. How are you doing, bud? How are you doing with your no handshake policy? I mean, I guess you're not out too much.
Yeah, I don't come across people that much to use the handshakes.
You're like Bigfoot. You're very elusive.
Kind of. And and luckily, I with my real estate business, I have some other people on my team who have been doing my showings for me. So I've just kind of been coming in and doing all my closings and stuff. But
you'll find your really way to a home of your own.
So even the few people that I do show houses to, it's still not that bad. But no, I will not shake hands anymore.
That's
done. It's we're over.
Well, I am here to tell you that the movement has begun.
People want to shake hands again?
I was so happy. I went to a little fruits and vegetable stand in Ballantyne, and I was wearing my MRL hat, and the girl goes, oh, MRL, love you guys. And I said, oh, thank you. She goes, so are you like behind the scenes? Are you on the show? I said, I'm the Manny part. That's what I always say if people ask. Mm-hmm. You know, and I go, I'm the Manny part. She goes, oh, my God, love you guys. I listen. We took a picture, but I wasn't close. I grabbed my hat, put it on the right way because it was on backwards. And then I just stood in front of her and like she held up her camera. We took a selfie. Right. Then That's she great. Goes, listen to this. I got my stuff. And then I go to walk away and she goes, bow. I said, yes. She listens. The bow. Because she knows that I'm doing the Japanese bow as I say goodbye now. So that was awesome. And I go, use that. She's like, I will. I don't know. She was just doing it because of me. But anyway, I just thought it was funny.
I like the question, are you one of the ones behind the scenes? Mm-hmm. As if we have a big staff behind the scenes.
Well, we do have a big staff behind the scenes, but they work out of New York, ironically. It's very strange. Don't ask. But no, it's whenever I go out and I'm wearing like Manny, Roy, and Loren gear, and they'll be like, oh, do you, like, because it's never like you're a fan of the show if you're wearing it. They're always like, oh, do you work there? Do you work with them? And I go, yeah, I do. She goes, are you like behind the scenes or on the air?
Our fans wearing our gear.
I know, we just got a glimpse. Nicole sent us a bunch of pictures. And now, is that stuff all going to go into the store, or is that stuff that's potentially going into our online store?
I'm trying to get it in our store, yes.
Okay. Yeah,
these bunch of quarantine and these cool shirts. Although, Nicole, make sure if they put it in the store, fat people can wear them. I hate it. Every time I try to go buy one of our clothes, and it doesn't have my size.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. It's important. There's so much. Like, they created a shirt with my face on it, which, by the way, was the number one seller.
It was pretty
huge
cool.
Success. It's huge success. But it couldn't even fit me. And it had my face on it.
I know. But, you know, like, in not defending them, but they have... We do some, like, third-party website that makes them, and I don't know how much say we have in that.
Oh.
I know. What do you think? Nicole goes to the factory and buys the shirts?
I don't know. I guess I'll start
going.
I pick out
the fabric.
I'll buy five fabric. We'll knit it back in the back.
Yeah, press it.
Listen, that's not far off, probably.
Well, you were saying yesterday on the show, Roy, about how you couldn't wait to drop a lot of weight so that you could shop in a normal store because you didn't like the fact that you have to go to that one store in Pineville.
I dream for the day I can shop where you normal people can shop. Like, I have a buddy, my buddy Randy is going through a weight loss thing, and he's lost, like, over 100 pounds. And he was able to go to Kohl's to get some clothes. I'm like, how cool is that?
Roy, let's do it. I'll help you.
He is doing it already. He's already down. I can tell.
You can walk to my house, and then I'll walk you back, and then there you go.
How long is the walk from Roy's house to your house?
It's probably like...
Too long?
No, like a mile and a half, maybe 2 miles.
Oh, that's nail that.
Right now, I'm walking about 3 miles a day.
That's awesome. That's really good.
Yeah.
Is it a straight walk, or does Roy have to cross busy streets and stuff? Because he'll turn around if he can't get across.
There's one busy street that needs to be crossed.
Because what makes me nervous, if I start walking and then all of a sudden the lights start changing and I got to hurry up.
Well, you got like 30 seconds.
Or the big one comes while you're walking in the middle of the street. You just collapse. Cars are going around you.
I'm nervous when it's a lot of people on the street and I feel like they're judging me.
We have a car stalled out.
Other people.
We have a car stalled out of them. Nope. Never mind. That's Roy.
He stalled out.
He stalled out.
Pinnacle Boulevard.
He stalled out.
74 is having major backups because Roy's blocking the number two lane.
It looks like someone's bringing him gas. Nope. That's just water. Filling him up with water. Yeah, he's taking a breather.
Roy, you want a juice one day?
Hell no, I'm not into that. And I'm not even really following I'm not even really following a diet. How about that?
You're just losing weight.
Well, it's not.
You're just losing weight.
I think that's the key, though. You just got to eat healthier. Consume less calories and burn more calories.
Everything's in moderation.
Exactly.
You know? Like, I know that if I eat crap at, like, lunch, I'm going to try to do better at dinner.
Well, yeah, but, okay.
Well, listen, we can discuss this and handle all the details off the air, Nicole. We will get a big walk with Roy. Okay, I'll help you. I'll be part of that. All right. Up next, though, we got to talk about it's. I hate to say it, hospital cases are on the rise, which means we've been saying this for a long time. We thought in March and April and maybe even May that things would be dropped off by now, and our Feed the Frontline Friday could take a break, but we absolutely can't. Hospital workers are busier now than ever, and we are feeding the frontline like we've been doing for the last few months. We'll tell you who we're feeding the frontline with today and where we're going.
Hey guys, I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine on KISS 95.1.
It's Friday, Roy. You know what that means here on the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show?
A lot of things. And not only is it the legendary Friday free-for-all, playing the throwbacks all morning, but it's also the day that we feed the front lines. We've been doing this thing for months, and we...
Hey, do you have a bell on your side now, too?
I do. So if you hit your bell, I'm going to hit my bell.
All right, let's do dueling bells. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Let me get my... Okay, we're going to do dueling bells. All right, here you go. You ready? Here's my guitar riff. Here's yours.
Mine's a digital audio. Okay. I can't hit it twice.
Mine's an actual, like, front desk bell. It's awesome. All right. Okay.
Okay. We're stupid.
I know, but I love it. I love getting paid to laugh and have a good time. And also, we do serious stuff like today's Feed the Frontline Friday.
Yep. Okay, so we've been doing it for months, but you know, one thing that we're when we're talking to the people at the hospitals and the doctors and the administrators, they're saying that the hospitalization rate for COVID-19 is on the rise here in Charlotte. And now more than ever, they're requiring more staff to tend to those patients. And so what we're trying to do is feed the front line, because a common theme that we heard from the frontline workers at the hospitals is that, you know, when they're stuck to the COVID wards, when they're stuck to the COVID-19 patients, they have to wear all this gear. They have to do all these things. They can't just leave. They have to isolate. They can't be near the other staff. It's a whole thing. So we've been going around to hospitals, feeding different frontline heroes that's working in the hospitals. And this Friday, today, we're doing it again.
That's right. We're going to go to Levine Children's Hospital today, actually, with our friends at BW Sweets Bakery. And Frankie's going to come out with us, one of the owners of BW Sweets Bakery, and tell us why Levine Children's Hospital is so near and dear to his heart. And he'll be joining us just after 9 today. But if you are on your way into CMC Maine, and you work inside Levine Children's Hospital, we are going to be bringing how many cupcakes, Nicole?
200.
Woo! 200?
Bell. Wow. 200 cupcakes are coming to Levine Children's Hospital for you guys, the amazing heroes who are putting yourselves out there every single day for the front line. So thank
you. Are there COVID patients at Levine or not?
I bet you there are. There's kids who are infected. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I will say we're going to have Dr. Z on from BetterMed, too. We have a couple questions that we want to answer just after 8. What I heard is the hospital stays are up, but the length of the stays are down. Like we've learned from March to now, these patients are coming in and they're not staying nearly as long. So that's
fantastic.
The good news. But they are very busy, so make sure you give BW Sweets Bakery some love on social media, and they'll be dropping off 200 cupcakes today at Levine Children's Hospital with the MRL Show.
Wake up, Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I found this article. Actually, I didn't find it. One of our team members found it, and they sent it over to us. It's from the Daily Mail. A man posted a picture of a ring he was going to give his girlfriend. It wasn't an engagement ring. It wasn't a wedding ring. It was a promise ring. And it's got his name on it. So he said, I'm giving you my first name until I can give you my last name. And the internet went nuts, and they're calling him possessive. I don't understand why. I think it's a sweet thing to do.
The promise ring?
I think it's a sweet thing to do. Am I wrong?
It's not a sweet thing to do. What's the difference between a promise ring and an engagement ring?
I mean, I think there's a big difference.
What's that?
I think the promise ring says, hey, when I get more money and I can afford an engagement ring, I'll get you one. Kayla and Pageland on line 7 says it's more of an underage thing. Hey, Kayla.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi. Hello, ma'am. Go ahead. Talk to Roy and I. Tell us about the promise ring. What are your thoughts?
So in my opinion, it's just more of like if you're underage and you're not old enough to get engaged, then you're like, hey, when we get older, I would like to get engaged. But even as an adult, it'd be like maybe we're not there in our relationship yet, but I want to get there one day.
See, Roy, it's just like, hey, I don't know if I'm. But see, okay, then
what hand do you put it on? Do you put it on your engagement hand?
No, your right hand.
Right hand.
It'll be on your other finger or another finger on that hand, but not that finger.
Kayla, would you be okay if you got one with his name on it?
No.
See, people find that. That's where they're drawing the line on this. Thanks, Kayla. Is that the guy gave her a promise ring with his name on it. But again, I love the explanation. He said, I'm giving you my first name until I can give you my last name. I think that's awesome. Dominique. Go ahead.
Text from 910 says, treat promise rings like a love language. People like words of affirmation. And promise rings are another way to allow people to make a promise to another and just show that they care.
Hi, Dominique in Gastonia.
Hi.
Go ahead and weigh in.
Yes, I think it's cute that he did that. Like, to me, it doesn't bother me. I got my promise ring when I was 21. Then I got engaged when I was 22. And we're about to get married in 3 weeks.
That's awesome. But I understand the promise ring, but I think Roy's argument is like, why just skip that and go right to the ring?
No, we weren't ready, and I wanted to make sure that he was going to commit to me, so I felt like the promise ring was just a stepping stone to get to the engagement.
So you want to make sure that he wasn't ever going to date anyone else ever and not break up with you, But you weren't ready for engagement.
Right.
Roy's dumbfounded by that thinking, and you're like, yeah.
I think it's cute.
I do too. Thanks, Dominique.
I just pretty much gave the definition of engagement, and she's like, yeah, promise ring.
Oh, dude, good thing you're not an attorney. She'd be a tough witness. Brittany in Concord on line 4 says that the promise ring is a possessive thing. Is that true, Brittany?
I believe it is. I was given a promise ring whenever I was in high school, and it was a possessive guy who wanted other people, if I was out in public, to know, hey, I'm taken, so don't, like, hit on me or anything.
Yeah, that's lame. That's lame. Did you end up getting engaged to him?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay. And I had 3 promise rings. He gave me 3 different ones. And he didn't hold up his end of the promise, so.
Oh, why did he give you 3?
I know. Like,
he got a promise
a
lot.
He gave me the one, and then he gave me another one, and then he cheated on me, and then he gave me another one. So every time he cheated.
Ooh. Now, hang on here. I can maybe understand this. The promise ring fixed cheating.
Yeah, every time he cheated, he promised he wouldn't do it again, so he gave you 3 trophies.
So he gave me that ring.
Yeah, what a stand-up guy.
Once we were done, though, it's gone on Craigslist and made some money off of them.
Yeah. Good for you. All right.
Maybe, like...
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany. Instead of buying promise rings, just buy gifts.
No, what? You can't always wear a gift. What are you going to do, buy someone, like, a blender?
No. Why call it a promise ring? Like, oh, here's a really nice piece of jewelry just for you. What? I don't know. The promise ring sounds like you're 13 years old to me.
Okay. I mean, you just heard from a whole slew of people.
I know. And I know I'm in the minority here because I got a text here at 704 that says promise rings are cute until late 20s. And I'm like, late 20s? If Sterling showed up with a promise ring, I'd laugh him out of the room.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, a taste of big city life could be coming here to Charlotte.
The Big Apple?
Yeah, well, you look at literally any big city. You look at New York, you look at Chicago, you look at San Fran. Something that all the big cities have are big parks. You got Grant Park up in Chicago. They also have, Central Park up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a proposal to bring a 220-acre park to Charlotte's north end. So just the north side of the city.
Yeah, that's huge.
It is huge. I mean, it looks like it starts right there in the uptown area. It goes all the way up to NoDa. And it's the current space that's occupied by Norfolk Southern with all the railroad tracks.
Okay.
And that seems to be like the biggest holdup right now is because it's not city or county owned where they could negotiate with the leaders. This is owned by Norfolk Southern. So they'd have to move Norfolk Southern's operations. And, of course, work out some real estate transaction for this.
Right, right. Well, that would be awesome.
But that's not unheard of. You know, you saw that in they're just now doing that in Greensboro. They moved Norfolk Southern for like $8 million. They gave them $8 million to build a park over there. And then that's exactly what happened up in Chicago.
Right.
So it's not unheard of.
Right, right.
It's just complicated. And then Norfolk Southern, when they announced yesterday this 220 proposal plan, of course, Norfolk Southern immediately said, well, I don't know how they're going to do it because we still have 2 lines that have to be ran out of that place.
Oh. So
they immediately, like, threw up their
restaurant. Yeah, I mean, the article I saw that said 220-acre site to become Charlotte Central Park, and now you're saying that it might not be true.
It's just a proposal to make it happen. They still got to work with Norfolk Southern. And so the designer said to Norfolk Southern, well, we can still have your train go through our park. We can design it.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with throwing the Frisbee and yelling train every couple minutes.
I don't know what they're going to do. But to give you an idea, though, at how Charlotte desperately needs this park, 6% of Charlotte's land is used for parks and recreation. The national average is 15%.
Yeah, we're down.
$48 is spent per resident on Charlotte parks. The national average is $90. And 36% of Charlotte's residents live within walking distance to a park. The national average is 54%, which is so true. Like, I've been just walking around in the neighborhood, and I would love to go to a really nice park. But
right.
It's kind of a, I have to hop in my car and have to drive to a place, find parking. It's not easy.
Yeah. I mean, like, Romare Bearden Park is nice, but it's not huge. I mean, it is huge by standards, I guess. It's not your small park in your neighborhood, but, you know, even that's a square block. That's it.
Yeah. It's not like a big city park.
Freedom Park is nice, but you got to park there, and it's pretty much a giant lake with baseball fields.
That's the biggest park Charlotte has.
Right, and it's a giant park with a huge lake. Like, the 220 acres of green space is spectacular.
Well, they even want to run a river through this 220 acres.
And a train line? We're not going to have any room to do anything.
I know. Well,
hey, Roy, go catch the frisbee. But watch out. Hold on. Hold on, everybody. I'll throw it to you in a minute, bud. What? I'll throw it to you in a minute. You're like busy working all week long. You pick a Saturday to go. You set up a freaking towel, and next thing you know, you and your family have to get up and move. What the hell? Come on.
Hopefully it won't be so loud. They'll put it like towards the end or something, the edges of the park.
But, I am shocked because I read this yesterday. And I thought for sure it was a done deal. And you're saying that it's just not. It's a vision. Okay.
No, there's no deal finalized. You can support it. You can try to push the agenda. But it's not a done deal.
Okay.
It's possible, though. It's not like it's not possible. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
This isn't like a too far-fetched of an idea. I personally hope that they make it a useful space for us to bring really big music festivals to Charlotte. I think that'd be really cool because right now we don't have the parks to bring a really cool music festival.
Right, right.
Okay. So I really hope it's a place that we can have big venues, big event. It would fit the size, to think about 220 acres, 20 Bank of America stadiums could fit inside this thing.
Wow. Good call. That puts it in perspective.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Hopefully you're loving the Friday free-for-all throwback music all morning long, 6A to 10A. Compliments of the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show on Kiss. No one else is doing that. I just want to
you're
point that out.
You're a hypocrite, Manny.
Why?
Well, aren't...
Oh.
That's what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. I thought you meant I was a hypocrite about the music. I was like, what, am I not playing throwbacks?
No, I'm trying to lead you in.
Segue, Roy. I got you. Yeah, so there is a 19-year-old who my wife and I know, and I was telling her that she shouldn't get a fake ID. And Amanda looked at me and she goes, oh, like you didn't have a fake ID growing up. I go, oh, no, I did have a fake ID growing up. I said, but I was in a different circumstance. I had an older brother who had graduated college and moved home to go to grad school while I was still in regular college at 19, 20 uh-huh. years old. And my older brother was going to the city, New York City, and going to like Hoboken, New Jersey, which were like two places that were where you go and hang out. So I got a fake ID because he was having so much fun. I was like, well, I want to go. And my mom was like, well, if you're with him and his friends, then that's fine. Like, I'm okay with that.
Right.
So I had another brother who was at the University of Kansas in college, but his birth certificate was home. So this is in like 1995, 96. I took his birth certificate to there's no pictures necessary. I took it to the DMV, Roy, and I said I was him. And I lost my license on a boat, like in the ocean. And I need a new license.
That's all you had to do?
And so not all, I didn't really eat. The ID wasn't even fake. It was a real ID. And I probably could have done jail time because I was doing something bad.
Yeah.
So I got my picture taken with my brother Kevin's information. And he was like 22 at the time, you know? Yeah. So, wow. So I had to memorize all the information on the ID. And when you went to a bar, you know, they would say, they would look at you and they you could tell I was young. I mean, I looked like Aaron, our old producer, Anthony Michael Hall. I mean, I didn't look mature at all. So they
a legit license. So what could they do?
Right. It was an actual license. And they couldn't do anything except ask you questions on the ID. What year were you born? You have to have that memorized. You know, what's your name? Like, I think, like, don't forget, when I went in, my name wasn't Steve Maney. It was Kevin Maney.
Yeah.
So I had to remember that. Anyway, the point is that I told this girl, I go, don't get the fake ID now. You're really not missing out on anything. If you're going to have a few drinks, you know, do it at home or find somebody that, you know, has a beer, grab a beer or a glass of wine. Like, you're not missing anything. You don't need it. And so Amanda's like, well, that's totally hypocritical because you had it. And then it got me thinking, like, what about you guys? Like, what is something that you guys told the kids not to do, but you're totally guilty of doing it yourself? And it doesn't have to be like, you know, a fake ID or drinking or drugs or anything, but it would be funny to hear.
Sure. 704-570-9595. Call us, text us. If you do text us, we'll probably call you back.
You didn't have a fake ID growing up, did you?
No, I'm a little jealous that I was not even in a situation to where I was proposed to have a fake ID. I was not with that cool group.
Nicole,
like that. I don't. But then again, I don't think fake IDs were that big of a thing in my hometown.
Did you, Nicole?
Yeah, I had a fake ID.
How'd you get it?
But yeah, I was about to say my process was so different than yours because I was I was 19 at the time, but I was living with my best friend, and there was a website, and I'm pretty sure it was like getfakeids.com. Super, super weird website, but it was cheaper when you got two, so we both did it. And what we had to do was take a picture, you know, in front of that white setting. It had to be a certain thing, but then we sent it. We had to send it in a shoebox. So we sent it to somebody in a shoebox, and then we got Pennsylvania driver's license back, and they sent it in a greeting card.
Oh
yeah, like it, you know how you
how
can,
secretive.
Yeah, no, it was a total operation. But like you were saying, I mean, times were different than now. If I go to a bar, or even sometimes, because that ID worked, never had any issues with it. Took it to the ABC store, quite honestly, and no issues. But now they're starting to scan IDs.
Yeah,
I was about to say when I got my first license, I mean, it looked like it was made in Microsoft Word 95. Nowadays, it's like got the holograms and the fancy prints on them, and
yeah, like that's what they would do before. It's just, you know, kind of like shine it to see if that little thing lit up.
Yeah,
but now, I mean, they'll turn it around and scan the back of it.
Yeah, and it's going to be hard to duplicate that for someone who's making fake IDs. 704 texted and said that was a smart move because they had to pay like almost $300 for their fake ID. I remember my friends had to do the same thing.
That was ours. It was one for $200 or two for $300.
Did it work every time?
Yeah, every single time. ABC stores, bars. But now, like, I mean, I'm 28 years old, and when they go to scan my license that I have now, I get freaked out because I'm like, why are you scanning it?
980 texts in and says, as a former bouncer, if you ask them their sign, no one would remember it. That was a dead giveaway.
I don't remember my sign, and I am of age.
See, all my, and this might have been kind of dumb, but we got a Pennsylvania driver's license, but everything stayed the same. Like, so all we had to remember was a town and a zip code, but like birthday was the same, street address was the same.
Another area code 704 says, I tell my kids to not do drugs. However, I do dabble in marijuana.
Well, there you go.
And then another one, 704 says, my friend has a fake ID that has a barcode that scans and works. Whoa.
They're getting that good with the fake IDs?
I didn't even really know fake IDs were still a thing, but I guess they are. Anyway.
I think it was Sterling that was telling me a story that his friend would walk into the bar. he would then go to with his ID, and then he would go to his fake ID, and then he would go and grab that same ID from like the window, and then go to the bouncer and give it to the bouncer, and the bouncer wouldn't even tell the difference between the two.
Crazy.
Yeah. They both were black, and I guess that just looks the same to him.
I don't know. We're getting so many messages from people that had the fake ID. My brother and I are 4 years apart. Thankfully, we looked alike. I've had a fake ID since I was 17. I mean, at least I was 19, and my mom was okay with it because I went with my older brother. But real quick, just speaking about getting carded, my dad went to a restaurant the other day, and he had his mask on. And the waitress came to the table and said, I need to see your ID. And my dad goes, are you serious? And she goes, yes, I need to see your face. And he goes, I'm pushing 81 and my license is in the car. I'll just take the beer. And she walked away. And my mom was telling me the story. She goes, and of course, the rules don't apply to your father. So he didn't do it. I go, so
she's probably being nice.
I go, did he not get served? She goes, no, the manager brought it over, apologized and said, we can't discriminate. That's why she asked you.
Oh.
How about that? My dad's like, discriminate. You're not going to discriminate
me.
Okay. You know, so. All right, anyway, good for all you fake ID havers.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, Roy, we got the impossible question. Roy's impossible question that people seem to love to try and answer.
Yes. Today, on average, you're going to do this 20 times in your house.
All right, let's say hi to Amber in Indian Land.
Hey. How are y'all this morning?
We're doing really well. What do you think it is?
Turn the light switch on and off.
Turning the light switch on and off 20 times? That is incorrect.
Good guess, Amber. Roy, I'm going to say open and close a door.
That is incorrect.
No.
Well, but you're close.
This has to be close, too. Hey, Zach.
Hey, how's it going?
What do you think it is? On average, you're going to do this 20 times today.
Yeah, turning on and off a faucet.
Ooh, turning on and off a faucet 20 times today. You know, with COVID-19, you've been washing your hands more. That's wrong.
Oh, I thought you had it, Zach. All right, let's go to Lacey on line 8. Good morning, Lacey.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning. Welcome to the Mandy Roy the Rim Morning Show. What do you think it is? On average, you're going to do this 20 times today.
Opening the fridge.
Opening the refrigerator 20 times today. Is that correct?
It is?
Yes.
20 times?
Open the refrigerator door 20 times today.
Lacey, that seems high to me. Doesn't that seem high to you, Lacey? 20 times? Isn't that a lot?
I feel like it's a lot, but you got to think. You got kids, you got husband, yourself, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, drinks.
Mm-hmm. You're stressing me out.
Sometimes I just open it to look in.
Yeah, Roy likes that move where he's like, I really want sweet tea, and I know I don't have any, but let me open the fridge and see if somehow it magically appeared.
Yeah.
I mean, I do that, too.
All right, Lacey, congratulations. You are the smartest person today.
Woo!
All right, thanks for listening. Got a big announcement about Loren. We told you earlier. We'll make the announcement coming up at 7:50, plus more Friday free-for-all songs. We're loving it. Every Friday, 6 a to 10 a, your throwback music only with the Mandy Roy and Loren Show on KISS.
KISS. This is the MRL Morning Show with Mandy Roy and Loren on KISS 95.1.
Well, Roy, Loren is on maternity leave, but we do have an announcement about her return.
We do. A date has been announced of her return to the Mandy Roy the Rim Morning Show. She's been gone now for a month, a little over a month, and we can now confirm that she is coming back the 20th.
20th of July, she will be back on the radio full time again, probably from her home studio for a while. And at some point, we hope the three of us will be back in the on-air studio here at the Beasley Media Group together again. But I love having her back. She's home with baby Jackson. We'll have to catch up. You know, there'll be so many stories to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And so many opinions to be had. Are you excited, Loren?
Yeah.
Come here. Let me tickle you.
Well, now, why'd you make it weird with the tinkle comment?
Come here.
It's not the same without the tequila.
All right, Loren will be back on July 20th. That's our big announcement. Up next, after 8, though, Roy and I have some specific questions about coronavirus and testing. Numbers continue to go up here in Mecklenburg County, specifically all over Carolina, but specifically Mecklenburg County. Roy, we're going to have one of our favorite doctors back, Dr. Z from BetterMed.
Great. I have lots of questions that maybe won't make sense, but hopefully he can sort it out.
All right, we'll get to Dr. Z just after 8.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
We're feeding the front line every Friday. Today, it'll be with BW Sweets Bakery, and we're going to be feeding our friends at Levine Children's Hospital at CMC Maine, and they're going to bring 200 cupcakes, Roy. How exciting is that?
It's a lot of cupcakes.
You know, numbers continue to rise here, and I know, Roy, we had a close call here at work. Someone on another show tested positive to COVID-19, and we wanted to ask some of these questions to someone who came on with us before from BetterMed. Dr. Z is on the phone. Good morning, Dr. Z.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming back on with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right, Roy, why don't you shoot Dr. Z your question first, sure. And then I'll ask mine, and we'll get a nice bow on our questions, and then we'll have answers.
So I was looking at the CDC website, and it was saying that if you come in contact with someone who has coronavirus, if you've been exposed, and it seems like they're doing this 6 feet for 15 minutes rule. Like if you're within 6 feet for 15 minutes, it's an
exposure.
And then you're supposed to quarantine for 2 weeks. My question is that if, let's say you wait 5 days within that 2 week period and go get tested for coronavirus, and then you come back as negative, are you okay? Cause I would assume if you're asymptomatic, it would show up.
That is correct. I mean, that I think you what you're looking at is what's called a non-testing option, right? The non-testing option is exposure for more than 15 minutes, less than 6 feet, then you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. But if you've been exposed to somebody, you're wearing your mask, you're doing your social distancing a day between 5 and 8, ideally between that timeline. If you get tested and you're negative, you're pretty much negative. Remember, no test is 100% sensitive or specific, or accurate. The accuracy isn't there yet. They're all pretty good, but you can essentially assume that you are negative. So then you can take yourself off of a quarantine. So you've got, that's the testing option. The one you were discussing that the CDC is recommending is a non-testing option, because the issue is, once again, not enough tests, not enough people being tested.
The concern, the concern for us, Dr. Z, was it wasn't in our studio. It was another morning show host who tested positive. She woke up and got in the shower and couldn't smell the soap. And she's like, and went and got tested and came back positive. And even though Roy and I didn't have direct contact with her, we're still in the same building, still shared the same elevator, not with her at the same time. But, you know, we rode the same elevator, walked through the same lobby and hallway. And from what we understand is, as long as you weren't within 6 feet of her for 15 minutes or more without a mask on or something, then you should be okay to come to work. Would that be fair? And I thought that was a good question to answer for other people who might have a positive test in their workplace.
That is correct. But, you know, you have to really, you know, in that situation, her and whoever she works in close contact with, they all either quarantine or they need to be tested at day 5, right? So they need to. And one of the things that, you know, nobody is recommending, but is another way to do this is you can wait 5 to 10 days to get, or 5 to 8 days to test after exposure if you have been within that distance for that amount of time. But one of the other things that you can do is you get tested right away. So imagine you get tested right away and you're positive. If you're positive and you're asymptomatic, then your time to come off essentially quarantine is 10 days from when your symptoms or your positive test was, and no symptoms, no fever, anything like that. So that may decrease the time that you need to be quarantined or away from work. So that's one way. What's the downside to that? Well, you know, you get tested, it's negative. You have to wait 5 to 8 days to be retested. So the only downside to that is, one, is the cost or trying to find a place to be tested. So
okay.
But, you know, we know that transmission is from large droplets and probably small droplets. Fomites, you know, things, touching things are there, but not, you know, it doesn't seem that the COVID is transmitted as readily or as easily by surface, touching surfaces where the virus has been. But
yeah,
it can be transmitted, but not like large droplets, like if you've been in close contact with them, exactly like you said.
Yeah, so. Dr. Z, you also, it's fair to mention that both her co-hosts tested negative, and their results came back within 5 days. So that's good news.
Although, I do want to just clarify, are you saying that you should, after exposure, wait 5 days and then get tested? Is that
so,
what you're...
Yes, so in order to get the most accurate test, so to get, to really rule out being negative or being positive, you should really wait 5 days after exposure. You need 5 days to see if you do it too soon, if you're negative, you could still develop COVID.
Mm.
So if you do it right after, so imagine you get exposed and you're like, okay, I got to run, got to go get tested. Negative, that negative test really doesn't mean anything. If it's positive, it means something. But if it's negative, you've got to be retested in 5 to 8 days. In 5 to 8 days, 5 to 8 days, if you're negative, you're done.
Okay,
that's
good. That's a good nugget, and I think we should pass that along to the powers that be here. But it makes sense. It makes sense. You want to get tested in the middle of those 14 days, in the middle of the exposure. Yeah, like after you've been exposed, not right away, because it might not show up right away on the test. Is what Dr. Z is saying.
That's exactly it. You may start the disease process. You may start the infection, but you're not fully. You're not going to get the most accurate test because you may not have the viral load. You may not have the virus where you need it in order to test positive.
Okay. Quickly, because we have to go to break here in a second. But could you just speak on Dr. Z from BetterMed real quick? This came out that hospital. Occupancy is up, but maybe the patients aren't staying as long as they were before. Like enough of the hospital workers have learned enough about this virus to treat patients quicker in the hospital. Is that true?
That's a great question. I think that's, you know, we have new tools, and, you know, this is changing. Like I told you guys, this is this just changes every day. Every day we learn new things. We're trying new treatments. How do we deal with this? But, you know, right now the things that are working are the convalescent plasma, remdesivir. Now they're using some steroids. But your point being that maybe patients aren't staying quite as long, it could be. Now what we're seeing is a younger population being admitted. So where before it's usually your geriatric 60-plus years with comorbidities, hypertension, diabetes, smokers, et cetera. Now we're seeing some 20, 40 years old patients that may, you know, don't have a lot of comorbidities except maybe obesity. So that may be the issue.
Wait,
that
did he just say obesity?
Because
I'm screwed.
Because these are younger patients that are doing better.
All right. Dr. Z from BetterMed, thank you for a couple minutes and answering some of our questions. We really appreciate it. Check out BetterMed.com if you want to get tested. Testing sites here in Matthews and in Southend.
Well, so just real quickly, I wanted to let you guys know that we rolled out a new test, the Sophia antigen, which is a 15-minute antigen test for COVID. So whereas before you had your testing options were antibody or PCR, and the PCR sometimes. Right now, just so you guys know, it's taking 3 to 7 days because everybody, you know, the number of people being tested has increased, so the local labs are overwhelmed. But this this new test that we just deployed is 15 minutes. So you get your results in while you're there. If it's negative, you're done. If it's positive, you're done. So wanted to let you guys know that there's new testing modalities are coming to the market.
Good. Love that.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Z. Have a great weekend.
Absolutely. You guys take care.
Okay. Dr. Z.
And just to clarify, it's BetterMed Care.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
.com.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I love when I get to ask Roy to name things on a list. Because you actually do pretty well, Roy. And I think you're going to be good at this.
Okay.
All right. These are the world's best known brands. The world's best known brands.
Okay. I already know it.
All right. Hold on. Let me give you some music. And go.
Coca-Cola.
Nope.
What?
Not on the list. Not top 10.
Coca-Cola's worldwide. Okay. McDonald's, they're worldwide.
Number nine.
Number nine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I give up. If McDonald's is number nine, then I'm screwed. I have no clue.
You are going to know these. You're going to know these. Are you ready? So MasterCard is number 10.
Okay.
The best known brands in the world. McDonald's, number 9. Number 8 is Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't know number 7.
What's number 7?
Tecent or Tekent? T-E-C-E-N-T?
What the heck is that?
I don't know. Number 6 is... Go ahead.
T-E-C-T-N-C, what?
It's like Tess and then cent, like a cent, like a penny. T-cent,
okay.
I guess. T-cent or Tessent.
I don't know what it is. Okay.
All right, number 6 is Alibaba.
That's the gamer on who played Fortnite.
I believe it is like an Amazon for Asia.
Oh.
Number 5, these are the most... recognized brands around the world. Number 5 is Visa. MasterCard's not happy
Amazon's
about that.
Amazon's got to be like number 1, right?
Number 4 is Google.
No, Google's number 4?
How are they not top 3, right? Number 3 is Microsoft.
Really? Microsoft beats Google?
Mm-hmm. Number 2 is Apple.
Yeah, everybody knows Apple. I should have guessed that immediately.
So what's number 1? It's not Coca-Cola.
Well, if number
not Nike, producer
Apple.
Nicole just yelled in my ear.
It's got to be bigger than Apple. What's bigger than Apple?
Ladies and gentlemen, the number one most recognizable brand worldwide from country to country is Amazon.
Yeah, it's got to be Amazon. Although, I just kind of just assumed that Facebook was just kind of like our thing and that other countries have their own version of social media. Like, doesn't China have their own social media networks?
I don't know. I know that there's a Steve Maney in Britain who has a Facebook page.
Yeah.
So they use it. Like I said, I think I remember we talked about this, and Alibaba is the Amazon, I believe, of...
But a bulk stuff, right?
Yeah. In like, Asia, I think it's big. So, what are you laughing about?
Because I'm currently binge-watching 90 Day Fiancé, and these couples meet on Facebook, so I know Facebook is worldwide.
Yeah.
Because Angela met Michael in Nigeria on Facebook.
I guess I just hear those stories and where you're like, it's going viral on the Japanese social media website, blah, 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 and I've never heard it before.
Right.
You know.
Tessent.
Then what's that other one? Tessent?
Yeah, apparently it is a Chinese company. Like an internet-related service and products company.
Okay.
So, but I don't know if you pronounce it Tessent or Tessent. But anyway, there you go. There you have it. The top list, top brands in the country. Val, on hold. We are coming to you next. We promise. We want to spend time with Val. She thinks she's talking to someone for the last 2 months, and he might be married. We'll find out why she thinks that. Don't go anywhere.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Val, welcome to the Manny Boy on the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
So, Val, you sent us a DM, and we always love responding to people who DM us. What's going on? You think you might be talking to a guy who's married?
Yeah. So we met online on a, through the chat of, a video game back at the beginning of May. And he refuses... I guess that's the right word. He refuses to meet me in person.
Okay.
Well, I mean, there is a pandemic.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get it. A lot of people are kind of worried to go out right now. And we talk a lot. I mean, almost every day. And we have some pretty adult conversations.
Okay.
And we have both, we've both kind of admitted that we're we have feelings for each other. We're kind of, there's something there.
Okay.
And he keeps saying, and he does say that he's kind of worried to leave his house due to, the coronavirus and everything. And, but I follow him on Instagram, and over the weekend, he posted a selfie out on a boat, for July 4th. He was out on a boat.
Okay.
Is he really afraid, or I don't know.
It's a little weird for him to be not wanting to talk to you and hang out with you, yet he's going out and doing other things.
Well, I'll be honest. I posted a picture because I didn't do squat this year for 4th of July. So the 4th of July picture I posted on Insta was me at the beach from last year.
Oh, so you're thinking maybe it's an old photo.
Yeah, it could be, Roy. I mean, maybe he was just happy 4th of July. Did he say, was he specific? We can go back and look at the time and the temperature. Hey, it's a beautiful 87 degrees right now on Lake Norman.
No, there wasn't really any, there wasn't much to the description. So it could be that, but I don't know. There's just...
Okay, a couple things. One... We heard from a woman last week whose name I don't remember, Roy, but do you remember she didn't want to meet the guy because she was in a wheelchair and she felt like he didn't know that because same deal. They've only been doing video dating, FaceTime, blah, blah, blah.
Are you asking maybe he's in a wheelchair?
Well, have you seen have you guys FaceTime together or is it always just phone call and digital chat?
No, we FaceTime.
Okay. So you know what he looks like?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I was going to say, Roy, maybe the dude on his Insta isn't the real dude. Maybe she's being catfished is what I was thinking also.
Right.
Okay.
No, I have seen him.
So that's a no. Okay. So is he really afraid to go out because of the coronavirus is what Val wants to know, or is he married? What else? What other reasons would make you think that he's married? Does he ever talk to a girl in the background and go, hold on one second. What, honey?
Does he have kids?
No, I mean, he has, I've noticed that there are times where he'll be a little more quiet during the conversation, or he has told me to, hold on, and it's just, the line has gone kind of completely silent, almost like he has muted me.
But
on his Instagram, there's no photos of anybody else, but it's just weird because it's kind of hey, maybe even if you want to go, I'll even go on his turf. Hey, I'll come to you and, somewhere that you feel a little more safe. But he has almost started to avoid even when I'm hey, how about, going for a cup of coffee? Or he's even just kind of changed the subject.
Yeah, it's you're home and you're catching feels for him and. You know what he looks like. He knows what you look like. I got to be honest, Roy. I don't think he's married. I really? Yeah, I don't. Not from what she's telling us. I think that maybe he really is just nervous. Maybe he has a compromised immune system like our Roy does.
Yeah, but I tell everyone that.
But you're on the radio.
Well, I know, but also paid it gets me out of everything. I'm like, I can't. Immune systems.
Yeah, and I'm worried to flat out ask him because I think a bigger part of me is worried to mess anything up if he's not. I don't want him to get mad at me. And then there's that part of me where if he is honest and he is married and flat out tells me yes, then I think I'm gonna feel a little stupid that I let it.
Yeah, and you're gonna lose a good Call of Duty partner.
Well, right? But let's be clear here. it's not good that you're already starting off not even in a relationship and you don't trust this guy. Like, regardless of how this turns out, the way you feel and the way he's making you feel is not good.
Flat out ask him, hey, are you married? Like, I think, be honest with him, just straight up. These are some text messages that are coming in as we're speaking to you. Like, tell her just to be straight up, ask him. Say, listen, draw a line in the sand. You know, we've been doing this for too long. I really would like to see you, or let's just continue being friends. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to stop catching feels for you type thing. Another person, 704, says, I had the same exact thing happen to me. I thought for sure he was married. Turns out that he wasn't. He does have a compromised immune system and legit is not going anywhere. So, you right? Well, let us know how it goes. But let us know... Let us know how it goes only if he's married, right, Roy? We only want the drama. Like, if things work out, great for you, huh? If he's married, get back to us.
Okay, I will definitely do that.
All right, thanks, Val.
Great, thank you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We got to check in with our buddy Frankie at BW Sweets Bakery, a new client that's joined the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show family. Today is a big day, Roy. It's Feed the Frontline Friday. Where are we going?
We are going to be going to Levine Children's Hospital, all possible, thanks to our buddy Frankie and BW Sweets, who's delivering a lot of cupcakes. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Well, we are great. And before we get into talk about how you guys are helping to feed the front lines, we want to say thank you to the beautiful cake you sent us into the studio. Awesome. Oh, I would even say award-winning cake. You put that bad boy in a competition. It was pretty much a cake designed like a radio. It was awesome.
Yes, yes. You guys are very welcome. It was a pleasure for me and my team to create that for you.
I felt bad cutting it and eating it, to be honest with you. But that's what they're for, and the cake was delicious. BW Sweets Bakery, Frankie, we know Levine Children's Hospital means a lot to you personally. I'll be meeting you there today. We're going to be dropping off 200 cupcakes for the frontline workers inside the hospital. Tell everyone why Levine means a lot to you.
Well, my son, Bradley White, which the business is named after, BW, he was a patient there at Levine Children's Hospital for many years. He sadly passed away from cancer back in 2011. So I spent a lot of time with Levine's down there with him, and I've tried to help them out wherever I can since his passing.
That's amazing. I love when you can give back. You're giving back to your company by using his initials as the name of your mm-hmm. company. And we're also giving back to Levine. And you know, our Secret Santa program raises so much money. We've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for Levine Children's Hospital over the last 5 years. And we look forward to being out there again with you today. What kind of cupcakes are we bringing, Frankie?
Oh, man. I got classic vanilla. I got triple chocolate. Mm. I got strawberry and red velvet.
And Roy, are you going to be coming out of your shelter, Roy, to come pick up one of the delicious cupcakes that Frankie's dropping off?
Let me tell you, after hearing that, I might put on a hazmat suit and head on down. That's some good stuff right there.
All right, man.
Hey, man, you can social distance. I'll toss you some.
I like it. I'll try to catch it with my mouth.
Yeah. He can catch one out of five, I guarantee. Well, listen, Frankie, we're so happy that BW Sweets Bakery is partnering with us. You guys, if you need any cake needs or anything like that, make sure you reach out to this awesome client who's helping us feed the front line today on Feed the Frontline Friday. Frankie, we'll see you around noon today, okay?
Sounds good, my man.
All right, see you later. 200 cupcakes heading to CMC Maine, Levine Children's Hospital. Get ready to eat, y'all.
MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Right, we announced that Lorette's going to be joining us on a full-time basis again. Her maternity leave will be up when?
It's going to be on the 20th. She's going to be working from home, and then hopefully, I mean, because of COVID, we're just hoping by September we can have us all back in the studio together.
The problem is that I could be 6 feet from Roy, I could be 6 feet from Loren, but Loren and Roy can't be 6 feet from each other.
It would be very, it's possible, but difficult.
We're working on getting it done because there's nothing we like more than to all be here and be with you every morning in the same room.
It's because we play footsie with each other and we like that.
Shh, don't tell people our song secrets, what we do in between songs. All right, yeah. Nicole, listen to this. You're going to love this. Roy, you too. We found this from the New York Post. A woman says that she can't work after getting 10 plastic surgery treatments. The 22-year-old has spent nearly $100,000 on plastic surgery because she wants to look like a real-life Barbie. And she had 10 surgeries done, including 2 nose jobs, a V-chin line and reduction, a brow lift, a lift lip, lip fillers, Brazilian butt lift, and work on the most private of areas. Okay, so she says now she can't work because the 2 jobs that she worked at, she didn't last there longer than a month because men can't behave around a, quote, hot girl like her. So it limits her work opportunities.
I thought you were going to say some story on how the surgeries were botched, she's in pain, and she can't work. Now you're saying that she thinks she's so hot that she can't work anymore.
Yep. Yes. She says she's much happier now than she was before she had all this work done on her, but she does hinder her from trying to find a regular job. She said she had to quit her old job and the job before that because her charisma drove men crazy and they were always trying to flirt with her.
You know, I'm always fascinated with people's delusion, you know, like that's so interesting to me that she believes this.
I know. Don't you think they're just messing with you?
Right.
Guess who paid for her surgeries, Nicole? $100,000.
Who?
Her ex-husband. Like, that's not a kick in the pants. It's her ex-husband who spent $100,000 on her. Then she dumped him. She says she tries to use her appearance to her advantage. The most positive thing about my looks is the more dollier I look, the more men are interested in me, and that gives me more dating opportunities. However, I'm not looking to date during work hours, and these men need to learn that.
Oh, my God. The whole story is crazy.
All right, quick round the room. If you are going to get one bit of plastic surgery done on yourself, Roy, Loren obviously can't play, Nicole, I'll play. If you could get one thing done, what would it be?
I already know my answer. It's very easy.
Go ahead.
I have one eyelid that's thicker than the other, and I would like to get an eyelid reduction surgery.
Sorry. I just never even knew. That was a thing. What do you mean? One eyelid is thicker than the other?
It is.
Can you send us a picture so we can see what you're talking about?
No, I'm not showing you things that I'm vulnerable over. No.
I'm sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have
laughed. I know what's going to happen. I send it. You're going to post it.
You got that right. I was already texting Nicole, post it. Good thing I'm not a plastic surgery doctor. I'd have Roy come in, sit down, and be like, okay, sir, what can I do for you?
I have quite a few things. I have a mole that I want removed.
Yeah. Okay.
It's on my shoulder.
I got to go see a dermatologist, too. Nicole, what one plastic surgery thing are you getting done?
I mean, I would get just fat removed from my stomach. Boring.
It's kind of what I was thinking. Tummy tuck.
Yeah, me too.
I feel okay in other spots. Tummy tuck, yes. And my crow's feet, I need to get those fixed.
I was going to say a Brazilian butt lift, but I don't want it in my butt.
I sometimes feel like my lips are thin. I wouldn't mind a lip.
Jeez, I think we hit a hot spot with old Roy. I had no idea he had a list of plastic surgeries.
Let me tell you, if I become rich, you're not even going to recognize me anymore.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.